Breakfast. Now, even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More
radio. Hi there. Welcome to the More Radio Breakfast podcast. This is the best bits from the last 30 days, the best bits from July 2021. My name is Tom.
Hello there. My name is Jack.
Hi, I'm Lou.
Lou what? Lou Nash or Lou Grevitt?
Well, at the moment, still Lou Nash. By the time you're listening to this, I'll be Lou Grevitt.
Yes.
We're recording this pre-wedding.
God, we don't know what if it went wrong, if he turned up.
Yeah, we don't know if someone stormed.
If it went wrong.
Someone stormed the church like that saying, "No, I still love you." And you were like, "Not now, Tom."
I thought you said you couldn't come.
Yeah. Oh, Lou, listen, yeah, this is very odd because by the time this goes out and this is available to the world globally, you will be a married woman. So we hope it all goes well.
We hope it all went well. We don't know what the bloody hell we're doing, but welcome to the podcast. As Tom says, this is the best bits of the last month.
It's been a funny old month. We've had weddings, we've had football, we've had working from home.
Oh, yeah. She has to mention the football.
Yeah, well, just because she doesn't care about us.
You know, it's relevant. It comes up in the podcast just because you're trying to forget.
Okay. All right. So let's get into it then. Here we go with the More Radio Breakfast best bits from July.
And more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. More
radio. I want to talk about Gillian Anderson for a sec. Probably most famous as Scully from The X-Files, but also for Your Majesty.
Yeah.
I promise that this government will not stand for this. That is an extraordinary Thatcher from The Crown.
It is.
Thank you. Lou, I'm interested to see what you make of this. She's done an interview and they've said to her during this interview, what's your favourite thing to wear? And she said, what I would wear every day if I could, just black joggers and a black hoodie. It's what I'm most comfortable in. Says, I love it. Said, in fact, I've made the decision now. She's 52, Lou. And she says quite blatantly in this interview, I am never going to wear a bra again. I just can't wear them. I'm sorry. I don't care if my boobs reach my belly button. I'm not wearing a bra. They are just too uncomfortable. I'm not doing it no more.
Lou, good for her.
Your thoughts?
Well, yeah. I mean, if you can, then totally I'm with that. Some of us, it's trickier.
Yeah. Or Sal, my wife, will sit down on the sofa sometimes. I don't know if you're the same, Lou. And she will take off her bra and almost like moan with pleasure.
Yeah, I can imagine. Sigh, it's amazing.
Yeah, she's like,
feeling's really good.
She just goes, God, they're free. Is it really that uncomfortable, is it?
Well, no, because if you've got a good bra, then you shouldn't be too uncomfortable. But it's still like liberating when you take it off at the end of the day. I mean, it depends on the size as well. And Sal and I are sort of quite similar proportions. We need that bra. And so taking it off, there's some movement.
I don't do that when I take off my pants.
You nearly said
panties.
They're
not held
in panties.
they're not wired though, are they?
If I can just get into it very briefly, Lou, what is the history of the brassiere? Because back in medieval times, I don't know, Robin Hood era, if you will, would Maid Marian?
No, but Tuck had one.
For God's sake. Have a proper conversation.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Let's talk about Gareth Southgate for a minute, the England manager. He's such a ledge. He seems like such a decent man. And he's got them doing a wonderful thing, the English football team. And so much so that he's becoming a real middle-aged crush for lots and lots of women. But for different kind of reasons. They like the fact that he's normal and considerate. Now, a lady called Madeline sent a tweet out that went viral and people have been responding to it. Now, the tweet she sent is just sensational, right? She said this in her tweet. Gareth Southgate is the ultimate middle-aged crush. I just want him to drive me to a colonoscopy appointment, then sit outside eating a scotch egg in dignified silence.
what picture painting?
Like, wow.
Like, And then other women got in touch and just went mad for it.
I can't wait.
I agree. He would methodically sort out the condiments shelf in the fridge because it was getting a bit out of hand, and the out-of-date ones would be emptied and popped in the recycling bin.
Yes.
Someone followed that up and said, yes, and he would rinse them.
Yes, he would.
And then someone said, I bet he doesn't snore either. And if he uncharacteristically did because he was poorly, he would move into the spare room so you could sleep well. Another one. Gareth would hang the washing properly, making sure not to stretch the shoulders of your cardigan, and use the curtain tie-backs, even though he thinks they're a bit fussy. I'll give you one more.
That's amazing.
Oh, in the kitchen, I bet he gets the toast done just how you like it and makes sure that the butter goes all the way to the edge.
Yeah!
This is sexy chat.
That is amazing. Sir Gareth Southgate.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack.
Love is very much in the air, isn't it, at the minute?
Everywhere you look around.
Ben Affleck and J-Lo, Lou and Pete.
We do look similar.
Not long till the wedding, Lou.
19 days.
Wow. 19 days until you marry that red-headed love machine.
Yeah. Jack and I are concerned we haven't helped enough in the organisation.
Right, well, last week you did offer to sort out the table decorations, and I've yet to see a floral display, so...
Well, because we sensed you weren't keen, so we backed off.
Right, okay.
But, Jack raised a very important question this morning when you were making tea. We were wondering whether you have chosen your first dance song with Pete.
No, well, we're really struggling.
Good, mate. I told you she had.
Well, let's help you out with that one then, Lulu Blue.
Oh, God.
What?
I'm not having...
No.
Well, listen.
I've got a brand new combine armour store or something ridiculous like that.
Listen, we're very fortunate here because we work in a radio station.
Yeah.
So literally at the end of our fingers is about... 18,500 songs, pretty much every song that's ever been written.
We've got 18,755.
Oh, right, okay.
We've looked in the song library.
Yeah.
So we thought, as an idea...
There's all sorts in there.
I know. You pick a number between 1 and 18,755.
Right.
And whatever that number... See, it's not up to us, this is
up to
you.
The machine. It's in the hands of God.
Whatever song that is the song that you and Pete have to have your first dance to. Yeah.
Can I have three attempts?
No.
So, because that...
One.
You get one go.
One.
And
if it's dreadful?
Listen,
if the Lord, it's something so horribly inappropriate.
If the Lord truly approves of this marriage,
strip that down, Liam Payne.
If the Lord truly approves of this marriage, he will pull something out.
Yeah.
Quite extraordinary.
It's in the hands of the gods here.
Yeah.
Or in the hands of Zeta's music library log, which is the system.
Pick a number between 1 and 18,755. Go.
14,000.
Oh, hang on. Yes.
267. Oh, no, I should have gone for, like, the date we're getting married, shouldn't I?
No.
Damn it.
Okay. You're fine.
Please welcome to the dance floor. What's Pete's son? Mr. and Mrs. Grevitt.
All right,
stop. Yes! Jack's hijacked that.
Would you all please be upstanding and welcome to the dance floor for their first dance as husband and wife?
No.
Mr. and Mrs. Grevitt.
That's not the... Jack!
That's jolly.
Stop mucking around. That's unfair. I can see Jack's computer. Can we play the genuine song?
You actually picked... Well, just an amazing song.
Yeah. It's not necessarily wedding or love based, is it?
But it's just a brilliant uplifting song.
Well, I can probably work with that. What is it?
Are you ready? This is the song you and the good Lord above has chosen as your first dance at your wedding. It's the Waterboys, The Hole of the Moon.
What a tune.
You know what? One of our options is a Waterboys song.
Really?
Just not necessarily this one, but this is nice. So
let's just play it.
We just play it.
It's a tune, yeah.
I pictured a rainbow.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Tom, Lou and Jack here, and I'll be honest, I'm feeling a little bit nervous.
Put him on.
Yeah. This is Lou's last show, by the way.
Now!
Let me just explain the situation for those that have tuned in. It's Tom and Jack here live in the studio. Lou is working from home. So this is Lou's last show before she goes off to get married to the lovely Pete. And at this juncture of the show, We want to have a little word with Pete to see how he is. So if you could come to the microphone where you are.
Yeah, Lou. Okay, we'll Thank swap you. Places. Here, you can sit in my seat. Here we All go, right. have headphones.
This is comfy. Yeah. Hello?
Now you listen to me.
Just, right. Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Pete, good morning.
Good morning.
Tom and Jack here. You are live to Sussex. So watch your language. Listen.
I will do, yes.
It's lovely to have you on. How are you? How are you feeling with a week to go?
Yeah, good. Yeah, no, I'm really excited now. So, yeah, just looking forward to a kind of getting everything prepared and actually the big day arriving. So, yeah.
And, mate, listen, Pete, is this right that the night before the wedding, you were staying at a B&B on your own?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want me to come over there?
Not particularly.
If...
We
don't live too far from each other, so I'm happy for you to come round for dinner, if you're prepared to do your sort of bit with the kids and sort of help get them to bed and stuff on the
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like quite a lot of work, so I'll be honest, probably not, but...
I don't know if I like this.
Well, do you know what? I'll tell you what he's doing, Tom. Because we see Lou like our little sister, yeah. And what he's doing is he's trying to prove to us that he could be a man and look after her and stuff like that. Pete, listen, mate. There's something that we seriously need to say to you, right? You're a lovely fellow. Okay. There's no doubt about that. We've got a lot of time for you. But as I said...
Thank you.
We see Lou as our little sister, right?
Sure.
So there's something you need to know. There's something I need to tell you myself.
Okay.
But I can't, because I'll get told off. So I want you to listen very carefully, because what I want you to know is going to be told to you by Ross Geller.
If you ever hurt my little sister, if you ever cause her any unhappiness of any kind, I will hunt you down and kick your ass.
Are we clear?
yeah, we're crystal clear.
Yay! He's a lovely man. Pete, listen, I can't wait to see you at the church next Saturday, mate. You're a ledge.
I'm looking forward to seeing you too.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Heads up, commuters. Bit of news for you this morning. This is sort of broken over the last 24 hours. The London to Brighton train line will close for 9 days after Christmas.
Okay. Oh, my... Why?
That is... In February, this is going to be peak time as well. The multi-million pound project going on. So this is between Brighton and Three Bridges. So anything from Brighton through Hayward Heath, trying to get up to London, it's not going to happen. Also from Burgess Hill to Lewes as well. They're building this new underpass somewhere along that sort of that Hassocks line. A lot of people are just up in awe about this.
Thing is, that's... excuse me, we don't have to commute. We're lucky, we just drive to work. But for people that do commute, like my mate Matt, you know Matt?
Yeah.
Morning, bruv. He has to get to London. Now, what's he going to do? What are people going to do? How do they get to work? Look,
they've done it before. They normally do it in half term because I guess they think there'll be less people having to commute if more people are taking time off with the kids.
I don't think bankers in London have a half term off.
They have a sports day, do they?
Exactly.
And assembly every morning.
And do you know what bankers do on the last day before summer holidays? They watch a film.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
It's Tom, Lou and Jack this morning. It has just been Tom and Lou, but we think we found him somewhere. We're not quite sure where. He's on the phone.
Yeah, we have got him, Lulu. He's been tracked down. Right. Jack, lad, come in. Over. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Yes, you're live. Hi. Where are you? What are you doing? It's 6:36. What's going on?
What's happened?
Are you all right? Where are you?
I'm in Havant.
Havant?
What?
As in...
Havant? Like near Portsmouth?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God, is there a train? Did you miss a train?
What? Right, so... long story short, thank you, darling. I'm not even on my phone. I borrowed this woman's phone. Oh, my God. So... I fell asleep on a train. I about 3 o'clock in the afternoon yesterday, I had a phone call from Daz. Tom, you know Daz?
I know Daz, yeah, he lives in London.
Yeah, my best friend Daz. I didn't go to the game, obviously, but through his work, he had got given 2 tickets to go to the Box Park in Croydon.
Yes.
Darren Morris on TV. And he said, come up now, come up now. So I bolted up to London. My car is in Croydon. I got a train home about 11:30. And I was supposed to change at Hayward's Heath. And I fell asleep on the train. And I'm in Havant.
Why am I not surprised?
Oh, my goodness.
So, but wait, it's 6:37. So you got to...
You just sleep on a bench.
What happened? What happened between getting off the train?
No, I was supposed to get off the train at Hayward's Heath and change.
Yeah.
I was asleep on the train, and I stayed on the wrong bit of the train that instead of going to Eastbourne, was on its way to Portsmouth.
Yeah.
And I woke up about a minute before Havant. Got off the train panicking, and I mean, I've slept on the train station.
You are joking me.
I'm not joking you.
Waiting for the first train of the morning.
Yes, which is coming in about 7 minutes.
To Burgess Hill?
To Brighton.
That'll do.
That's Sussex, anyway.
That's the right county.
Oh, my Lord. So how was your night's sleep on a bench?
Horrendous. What do you mean, how was my... Mate, I am absolutely... Listen, we're on the air. I don't care. I am hanging.
Oh, no.
And I'm freezing cold because all I've got on is a pair of shorts and my England shirt and my jacket, And it's been horrendous. I probably do stink, Lou, but that's the least of my concerns.
Okay, can we get a shout out for the lady whose phone you've borrowed? What's her name?
This is Emma. Do you want to talk to her?
Well, yeah. It's up to you.
If she wants to talk to us.
Well, hang on a sec. No, she's not going on air.
Okay.
Hang on a sec. Can you say thank you to her?
No, she doesn't want to do it.
Are we expecting you, or do you need to go?
I have my phone, but my phone's got no battery.
Right, okay.
Because I got this call, and I literally legged it. So what I'll do is I'm going to try and get... Well, I am going to get on the train. I'm freezing. I'm absolutely freezing. I'm going to get on the train, and hopefully there's someone there who's got a charger, and I can plug my phone in.
All right. Well, look, you just be safe. That's the main thing. And then if we see you, we'll see you.
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm in Havant.
You're in
Havant. I've never been to Havant, but there's not a lot going on in Havant.
All right, mate. Well, listen, we're going to crack on. You take care, and we'll see you soon.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Can you imagine what would have happened, Lou, if we actually had won the cup, the trophy last night, and the state Jack would be in this morning? I mean, this is...
He'd be in Durham by now.
I think you're absolutely right. So the situation is Jack went up to Croydon to go to that sort of big fan zone with the big screens, got a train back, missed the connectioning at Hayward's Heath and ended up in Havant and Waterlooville, wherever that is. Hampshire, isn't it? Is that right,
Lou? It's near Portsmouth. Near Portsmouth.
He's now back on a train after sleeping in the waiting room on the station platform. And we have him. We have a chance for an update. Jack, over to you, please.
The update is I'm on a train.
Yeah, okay.
In the right direction?
Yes, in the right. Thank you, Lou. I don't need that now, Lou.
Sorry.
I get into Brighton at 7, just after 7:45. The conductor's taken pity on me and he's let me come in first class. So I'm here on my own.
You're in first class. Only you'd manage to wangle that.
Well, I haven't paid for it.
Well done. All right, well, at least you've got a soft cushion to sit on rather than a bench on a railway station platform. OK, well, we look forward to...
It wasn't a bench, it was the waiting room.
It was the waiting room. Oh, good for you. Well,
I've never been to Havant Station.
Yeah, OK. Listen, you need to get yourself
a... Twilight Zone.
OK, calm down. Just get to Brighton and then give us a ring and we'll have another update, all right?
OK.
Wow.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Here we go.
Lou's getting married in 11 days' time.
11 days, yeah.
Lou's getting married in 11 days' time.
11 days. All right, Lulu.
Hello. Yeah, 11 days. Not long, is it?
How's the nerves?
Oh, fine. Yeah, no, not worried. I just want the day to go to plan.
Well, I'm sure it will. Yeah, it will, sure it will. How is everything looking for the day? I mean, is everything set for the day? You know, we're talking about like speeches and stuff like that.
Yeah, I think so. Like, we've got, I spoke to the like marquee people yesterday. We spoke to the photographer yesterday. Everyone's kind of on track, I think.
Okay. And Pete, is Pete on track?
As far as I'm aware, yeah.
Has he written his speech?
Yes, he finished it the weekend.
It's worth pointing out, you're broadcasting from home today. You're kind of isolating ahead of the wedding. Is Pete there?
Yeah.
Because you're at home. Can we just ask you? I'd love to just get his
yeah, put him on.
Reaction on his speech. Okay, we don't want details. Pete,
I want to talk to you. Yeah?
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Okay. Is he dressed yet? He's not talking in his pants, is he?
Hello?
No, he's fully dressed.
Yeah, oh, good. I'm fully clothed now.
Morning, Pete. Hi.
Morning.
Just to point out, we are live, by the way, just in case you didn't...
So just watch that potty mouth of yours.
We just wanted to ask, how's the speech? Is it complete?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Well, I've finished it, so I've got to practice it, but yeah, I'm happy with it.
We should have really mentioned this earlier. Jack and I would like to officially extend our hand to help you in the sort of composition and the structure of the speech.
Exactly.
Okay, sure.
Because, Pete, look, what you have to remember is Tom and I are seasoned professionals.
Yeah.
When it comes to speaking and stuff like that. So I'm thinking here, because we're quite different characters, why don't you give us the speech, right?
Yeah.
And we'll just make a few amendments. Tom can put some romantic stuff in there, and I'll put a few marriage gags in there for you, mate. You know what I mean? What do you reckon on that? Yeah, hey?
Yeah, I mean, sure, why not? Yeah, I mean, I've got to deliver it on the day, so exactly. I don't know what you're going to put in it. But
send us over a PDF or a Word document, and look, I'll give you a little idea. I've just off the top of my head this morning... Lou, you are that woman in my life who transformed my imperfections and turned them into perfections.
Lovely.
Just by... I haven't finished yet.
Yeah, are you?
Just by the touch of your love.
Oh, it's beautiful,
you see,
isn't
it's
it?
Just an example of what you're going to get.
Yeah, that's it. And I'll put some gags in there, you know what I mean? Yeah, this is now my wife, and I think it's true what they say. Marriage is like going to a restaurant, you know? You order what you want, then you see what the other person has, and you wish you'd ordered that. Marriage is when a man and a woman become as one. The trouble starts when they try to decide which one. Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
Okay, send us the document.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's Pete on the show, everybody.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
Lou, we were talking earlier how you met Pete. You met him on a dating app called...
Bumble.
Now, this is interesting. I want to take you to Iran.
Well, lovely.
Okay, we don't often bring news from Iran.
No, we don't.
But the government there has just released their own dating app in an attempt to boost marriage rates.
Okay. Well, it's not about that, is it? It's about finding some companionship and sharing some love, not just about getting married.
So this is it. This is a government... Imagine this happening here.
Okay.
This is a government dating app. So if you want to get married, you go onto the app and the government pairs you up with who they think... you would suit.
Wow. Oh my God.
There's an interview process, and then not only that, after you're married, you are assigned a government counsellor that checks in on you as a couple every year.
This sounds a little bit like, you know, at school they made you do those careers tests.
Yeah.
And I would inevitably get like plumber or something.
Oh, do you know what I got? More than once, piano tuner.
So random.
I was either piano tuner, or the other one I got was announcing the events at an athletics meet.
As a career?
As a career.
Well, that's a commentator, so that's...
No, I'm not like the... And they're off. It's like, next on the track will be the women's 200 metres relay.
That's so niche.
That's such a defined career.
It's weird, isn't it?
Piano tune.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you do the same thing at the same time?
Up next on the track is the women's high jump. Excuse me while I get back to this F key. For
radio. Do you want another round of my inclusive football game?
Yes, Lou's been inclusive today.
Don't name it inclusive football game. It makes it sound boring. It's like when the teacher in class says, we've got a game to play, and it ends up being a game where you've got to do maths, and you're like, that's just a maths game.
Yeah, no, there's no maths. I'm just trying to be friendly to people who don't like football as well, because there's been a lot of football chat the last few days.
Okay. What's your game called?
It's called Pastor or Player.
So this is all about our Italian rivals on Sunday night.
Yeah, how well do we know them? I'm going to read you out some Italian names. Are they pasta shapes or Italian football players?
Okay.
Play along at home. Right, you guys playing as a team.
Yeah.
Belotti.
Belotti's a player.
Belotti.
Player. Yeah.
Francesco Belotti, maybe?
Andrea, but well done.
Okay, right. Well
okay,
done.
How about Bucatini. Bucatini.
Oh, that's tough.
Bucatini.
Bucatini.
I think that sounds like a player.
Have we heard that in commentary? Bucatini on the left, inside to Fusilli.
He has been so solid at the back today, Bucatini. I think that's a player.
Player.
No, it's a little bit like spaghetti, but it's got a hole through the middle.
Okay. That's stupid.
Stupid, yeah.
Okay, how about Florenzi?
Florenzi.
Oh, I think that's
pasta.
Oh,
that could easily be either. Do you
think? Florenzi. It sounds kind of...
Diego Florenzi!
Oh, it does sound like...
Player.
I think pasta, but I'll go with Jack. Player.
He's a player. Alessandro Florenzi.
Well done.
Garganelli.
Garganelli.
That's a player, isn't it? Garganelli.
Garganelli.
Substitution number 33, Garganelli. Oh, let's go for it, player.
I actually think pasta, but I'm going to go to...
No. Pasta.
Pasta.
100%.
Pasta.
It's a pasta.
Yes.
Square shape rolled into a tube.
Blows
last one.
It's 60 quid at the minute.
Cavatappi.
Cavatappi. That's a pasta Cavatappi. All day long.
Is it? Cavatappi. What's the Italian captain called?
He's called Giorgio Chiellini.
Oh, that could well be a pasta, though. Cavatappi?
Yeah.
Oh, a lovely bit of cavatappi with tomato sauce.
Cavatappi.
Look at a squid cavatappi. No, not tappy. Player.
Oh, no.
No,
tappy,
hold on.
Tappy, tapas.
Tappy, tapas. Tapas is Spanish.
Yes, let's go pasta, therefore, because there's that Spanish root.
Oh, my God. But
we're going to go Spanish.
I want to go pasta. Jack?
You're my friend.
Pasta, final answer.
Corkscrew-shaped macaroni.
Yay! Yay! Still gleaming. 30 years of
even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
So Tom and Jack are in the studio and Lou is broadcasting from home because she's kind of self-isolating because she gets married the weekend after this one. And obviously she doesn't want to get pinged by the NHS app. So Lou, when you work, where are you working from home? Where are you?
Well, I didn't really think about this when I set up my little studio when we first moved in, and I'm actually in my bedroom.
Right, so you're in your bed. So what? We want to get a feel of what's going on. So what? I'm not saying this in a naughty way. What are you wearing?
I'm wearing my pyjamas.
Right, that's out of order. Yeah. And where is Pete, your fiancé?
He's in bed behind me. He's just having a nice cup of tea because I had to get up early and disturb him. I made him a cup of tea, so he's just coming too.
Because... we obviously need to paint pictures here for the listeners and stuff so they can get an idea of where you are and that. And I think it's really hard for them, and it's hard for Tom and I, to concentrate on doing these links, these talky bits, knowing that in the shadow of your microphone is a naked man.
What are you doing,
it's
Batman?
Fine. He's under the duvet.
I don't care. I don't need to be doing this on air, because every time I think of you sitting on a chair in your bedroom, I know that behind you, Pete's there with little Pete and the Supremes hanging out.
No.
Well, at least he's not in the studio.
Pete does, I know Pete does sort of morning yoga stretches. Yeah, yeah. So I wonder if the mat's still going to be rolled out behind Lou's microphone. And Lou, every so often we'll hear, this is more radio.
No, then I will wonder what's going on there.
Even more Radio Breakfast with Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits.
We're a lot more calmer today than we were on...
just a tad.
On Wednesday's show, Thursday's show.
It's because I'm in pain still.
Yeah, how's the hole in... Jack's had his tooth ripped out.
It hurts, man.
Can you not...
I mean, I don't like to think of myself as a wimp, but I feel quite wimpy.
What are you going to keep in the hole?
Sorry? Well, I'm thinking I might have to have something put in there, like an implant or something like that.
Because
of where it is.
Oh, mate.
But they ain't cheap.
You can have some fun.
I thought you'd keep something fun in there, yeah.
Yeah, like keep change for the car park or...
It's not that big.
A tiny little dormouse.
Okay, we were having some fun with that. Lou took it too far.
Oh, Jack. 8:22:22.
He's pondering
it. Message the word more. What can I keep in my gappy hole? More
radio. This is so weird. I'm really concerned about this. So there's this lake in Utah in the States, and every year they have to replenish its fish population. I'm not quite sure whether it's people fishing and sort of hoiking them out of the water or whether they get eaten or whatnot. But anyway, every single year they have to replenish the fish population. Guess how they do it?
Well, putting fish in there?
Yeah, but physically how?
Well, I remember seeing Clarkson's Farm on Amazon, if anyone's seen that, and a truck arrives for his lake and a pipe, and they sort of get sucked out the pipe,
yeah,
don't they?
I've seen something similar where it's like, they're in like a tank and they go through, essentially, like what Tom said, like a tube, and they all go in there together. It's quite crazy to see. Is that what you're saying?
That's sort of what you'd imagine, right? This is crazier.
Go on, then.
They drop them out of a plane.
Well, that's not very nice, is it? You know what I mean? Little fish parachutes.
Really?
Exactly, yeah. They drop them out of a plane. It's crazy. This plane drops and flies over, and then suddenly the doors open, and, like, a ton of water and all these fish just, like, splash into the lake.
Why is it that, in my mind, they look like World War II pilots, and they talk like that as well? Right, come in then, boys, out the back.
5,000, 4,000.
Yeah, yeah. Pull your chutes. Well, you need to make up your mind, Lou, because yesterday you was having a go at people for putting fish in ponds.
Wait, no, but they're allowed to put these fish in ponds. There's been a lot of fish pond chat, hasn't there?
It's going to hurt when it slaps the water.
Well, that's what I'm concerned about. Apparently, they've released a statement saying because the fish are small and released along with water, they easily survive the airplane drop without injury. Physical injury, maybe. Mental injury, then they're going to be traumatised.
I can't get the World War II thing out of my head. Okay, red light, boys, go!
I say ginger, we're nearly there.
There you have it. That is the July edition of the More Radio Breakfast podcast. Thanks so much for listening.
Now, August, round the corner.
I'm off.
You're off a bit.
Yeah, listen, August best of podcast. I'm off for 2 weeks. It's going to be very short. In fact, it'll probably get into the Guinness Book of Records as the shortest podcast ever released.
It just means there'll be a podcast without mention of boobs in it.
Don't do that, for goodness sake.
It'll be calm.
Oh, it'll be calm.
Thanks for listening. Please do share, rate and review the podcast. It all helps
us get some money. No.
We're back on air Monday to Friday, 6 till 10. We'll see you then.
Tom, Lou and Jack. The best bits. Even more Radio Breakfast. More.